So the hot button issues. Let me tell you for a moment about my job as an investigative reporter at the Washington Post. I cover politics, and have a broad portfolio as sort of an investigative reporter, looking to, I suppose it's to reveal things or to put it in highfalutin terms, educate readers, citizens, to participate in a democracy. Okay. At the top of the list of political reporters, I would say there are a few things that I would call to mind that have happened. One is we're experiencing right about now the 10th anniversary of the Citizens United decision, which, harking back to the panel that was on this stage just before us, has really transformed, at least from the perspective of reporters who cover public life, the role of C4 organizations in public life. It set off, as all of you know, just a real tsunami of money flowing into politics, a lot of it invisible. We call it dark money. It's money that came through C4 organizations. You know, in the decade before this decision, from 2000 to 2010, there was only about $100 million or so, which is not insignificant, but nonetheless, that's the amount that was flowing into political-related activities from C4s. In the decade following the Citizens United decision, that number exploded. $850 million at the end of 2018. It's got to be well over $1 billion now. And one of our jobs as reporters and at the Washington Post, and I think at the Texas Tribune and elsewhere, is to try to understand those influences on public life. And we're particularly motivated when those influencers are secret or hidden. And there is a vast network now of hidden influencers. And it's one that we can discuss this later, but we believe is affecting our democracy and in some ways creating an environment that we see in Washington that some historians suggest is akin to what America experienced in the Gilded Age in the 1920s and earlier, when those with wealth were basically controlling the national agenda. Just wanted to quickly add also that we obviously have in front of us on a daily basis sort of more traditional watchdog work, which has increased for us in looking at philanthropies and charities. The Washington Post won the Pulitzer Prize in 2016, my colleague David Fahrenthold, for his investigation of the Trump philanthropy. But it's not just those philanthropies for all of the topics, and we know that they're nettlesome and difficult, but we feel we have to cover them, involving donors from the Sacklers to Jeffrey Epstein. These are all things that we're covering and watching. And finally, I wanted to add just the last thing that we're aware of at the Washington Post, particularly eager to get your thoughts on it, because I suspect you may be have thoughts on this or maybe have the same perspective. But part of our feeling is, if we have a job of sort of playing the fourth estate watchdog on public institutions, is that in describing these challenges that we just talked about in the philanthropic community and in the political world, the government watchdog that we have depended on really for generations has really been rendered into a state that increasingly seems worrisome to those of to my colleagues who watch it, and that's the IRS. Is the IRS a functioning organization? Just last month, half a dozen members of Congress issued a report describing it. I just wanted to quote from it. Is saying the IRS has been hamstrung in its ability to perform even the most basic oversight, and so that's something that's on our minds as well. And it does make us feel, I think, and I talk about this with my colleagues at the Post, that we have an even more urgent task at hand, because if the IRS is not doing the regulation, then in a sense it does fall to us to reveal problems that might otherwise have been flagged. And in doing that, we need all of your help as the IRS, if it is fallen into to some disrepair. We depend on state attorneys general, and I know that there are state attorneys general's offices are here at this conference. We depend also on those of you who are officers of philanthropies and nonprofit organizations, and we depend on those of you who know the law. We could not do the work that we are doing at the Washington Post, either on the Trump philanthropy, on the National Rifle Association, understanding opioid abuse and the influence of powerful figures without the help of those of you in the audience, some of you who have advised us on our stories and helping us understand the law and understanding the meaning, the purpose, the original intent of nonprofit status.
You know, I don't know if I can improve on that much, but, you know, the way we generally get to nonprofits in political reporting is, as Tom said, following money. And in the last 10 years after Citizen United, it has become one of the easiest avenues for political players to act and to not reveal their identities or actions until, you know, after the game is over. Dark money, some of these kinds of things that allow you to